to, I don't know, act the same way the president of the United States does. And what Gavin Newsom is doing is, I think, creating a new playbook. And if you don't know, John Ossoff is running for re-election in 2026. He's a senator from Georgia, and he explains it very clearly. And then I have for you Sean Hannity melting down. First, here's John.
Georgia.
Senator, you do not represent the great state of Texas, but your state sure does know a thing or two about what happens when the president of the United States or a former president of the United States calls a sitting governor and asks him to find just a few more votes, connect the dots for us between what we're watching in Texas and what we have watched before in the great state of Georgia.
Yeah, hey, guys, thank you for having me. And look, this guy already tried to seize power once. January 6th was the day that my and Raphael Warnock's races were called in Georgia. We know his character and his will, and they are trying to lock in one-party rule in the United States, in large part because he's engaged in so much outright malfeasance and abuse and corruption that he can't afford to have a Democratic House that could investigate his misdeeds. So Democrats need to strike back. We have no time or luxury for high-minded hesitation because Trump and MAGA are going to do everything within their power to hold on and to lock in one-party rule in America. That's the reality that we face.
Senator Ossoff's right. This is a generational fight we're in, and Donald Trump's policies are extremely unpopular, and that is why it is so important that we stay committed to fighting for democracy, because it could very well be, if we don't win this next election, all bets could be off. And it truly, I know we've said it before, but we said it in 2024, and it turns out we were pretty right. And my hope is that people wake up, because 2026 could be the whole ball game. Now, Gavin Newsom has woken up Sean Hannity, and it's beautiful. Sean Hannity's upset. His feelings are hurt because Gavin Newsom has the audacity to tweet like the president. Gavin Newsom's a governor. Donald Trump's the president.
Referred to our own Tommy Lahren's account as Yelp for toilets. Gee, very clever and funny. She'll join us in a moment to
What does that even mean? I didn't know that Gavin Newsom's team said that. Called Tommy Lahren's Yelp for toilets. That's incredible. But secondly, what does that even mean? Can you please explain that to me in the comments? Now, Tammy did respond to
Gavin. Backyard, go there, be an influencer, do an OnlyFans, whatever you want to do, Gavin, but stop leading your state into the ground. That is what the people of your state are asking from you, not another podcast.
Bro, I just can't get over the hypocrisy. She could literally say the same thing about